Hello. For those who do not know me, my name is Anna Mai. I'm 4'11", that's why I have a step stool. And I'm here to please to speak on behalf of Pi's class of 2022. First, our class would like to thank Bishop Conley, Monsignor Perkington, Dr. Hecker, Mr. Korda, Pi's administration, faculty and staff for making this day possible. We also thank our family. Grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for accompanying us on our high school journey. As I, for myself, would like to thank all of my amazing classmates, it is because of each and every one of you that we are gathered together here in this auditorium. Graduates, we have come a long way for this moment. From the second we walked to the high school doors our freshman year, to the second we stepped foot into this building, we knew this would be a time to remember for years to come. But these past 4 years weren't easy. We began with simple concerns like, is it really possible to make it to class within 5 minutes? How can we even navigate ourselves through all these hallways? Crap, there's a test today? Man, that takes me back. Many would say that your first year in high school is the most crucial time, and in our case, it really was. It was the only year that we could say was a normal school year. But then, the dark year came, 2020. Oh man. Remember when we all joked about how we were going to enjoy our 2-week break because of that coronavirus? Well, the joke was on us. Within seconds, those 2 weeks became 2 years amidst a pandemic. And it's also changed our whole lives. And during that time, especially during quarantine, I found that I'd taken a lot of things for granted. Sitting in a classroom, seeing my friends' faces, being able to be in large school gatherings, all of us clustered together like sardines. Oh, like right now. Seeing family, communicating with others, a hug, and even a smile. We are often told how even just a simple smile can brighten someone's day, and yet, we could not see each other's smiles during high school. So, at Pius, we learned to overcome this obstacle. We mastered the skill to smile with our eyes. Now that's something to be proud of. But seriously, we learned that we have the capability to adapt, to make our lives worth living, no matter what comes to us. At Pius, our motto is, restore all things in Christ. And I would say we succeeded living this out with flying colors. Every time I walked down the halls, there was always students in there greeting each other with such enthusiasm and warmth. When visiting the chapel on Tuesdays, I was glad to see there was a student in there. Whenever I was down, there was always a student in class that would make me laugh. And all of these blossomed into something so beautiful. These all show us the reason why God created us. My friend and fellow graduate, Alon Jacobian, once told me, God didn't make us to be extraordinary, but we are extraordinary because God created us. We are made to serve and to be witnesses to Christ. Even though we do small things in small ways, anything ordinary can be turned extraordinary in the eyes of God. I went to a retreat this semester, and the speaker asked me, how will you reach heaven today? And that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is what I want to ask you today. How will you reach heaven today, tomorrow, and in the years to come? Now, summer freedom is but mere hours away, and I know I, for one, have very little brain power left. So, my fellow students, I'll answer this question for you. Live in the moment. To enjoy the present time, and not worry about the past and future. Be happy in the moment, for each moment is all we need and nothing more. My friends and I joined a discipleship group this semester, and it has been one of the best things I did to grow stronger in my faith. I remember when we met up, everyone had a huge assignment that was due the following day. And let's be honest here, in the middle of second semester, we are all stuck on senioritis. So, the best good student I am, it was definitely the best idea to leave all the school problems behind and let that be tomorrow's morning's problem, or do it the period before. So we met up at Mrs. Walsh's house for our weekly meetings, and we brought up to her that we were procrastinating. She gave us a laugh and said this, "It's not about the paper, it's about the moments." Wait a minute. Was the teacher just endorsing procrastination? Is she even allowed to say this, even though she's on maternity leave? But in all seriousness, I've been asked by Pius administration to assure you that Pius X High School and its staff do not endorse or promote procrastination of any kind. Anyways, when I was on my way making this speech, I was reminded of this moment. I realized that all the precious moments, all the precious memories, were adding up to this day, our graduation. It was never about the papers, the projects, the essays that we were all struggling to do these past 4 years. Class of 2022, look at how much you all have grown, not just academically, but in discipline, mental fortitude, strength of character, and of the soul. And amidst it all, we persevered. Live one day at a time and work your way to who you want to be and what you truly strive for in this life. For the moment right now is what makes life worth living, because who knows what you'll miss. For as our senior Wall says, sometimes we don't know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Now, graduates, it's time to seize your moment. Take full advantage of life opportunities whenever and wherever they present themselves. Live your life to its fullest potential. Make a difference in everything you do. As we head out to explore all the good things the world has to offer us, either in college, the military, the workforce, or life in general, one thing I want you to remember about this speech is to just be you. Going into high school, I always had this feeling that I had to be like someone else in order to be recognized by accomplishments. We live in a world where we always compare ourselves to others and we imagine what our life would be like in their shoes. But that's the thing. You weren't made to be like another person. You were made to be you. Just you. We weren't made to be like another JP2 or another Mother Teresa. It is never too late to realize that just being yourself is the ultimate way to live life to its fullest potential. Most importantly, I'd like to once again thank all of you for being here. Thank you for everything you have done for us these past 4 years. And thank you for having an impact on our school. You prepared us well to move forward into this chapter in our lives. We were just kids when we entered high school. But now we leave as adults, facing the world head on and making a difference. It is bittersweet to leave Pius, for it has been our home these past 4 years. But we know that this was never going to be a goodbye, but more of a see you soon. Now, for the class of 2022, as we head off to start our next chapter in life, I'd like to remind you to once again seize your moment. Live your life to its fullest potential. And to know that just being you is the best gift of all. Even as we go off on our separate paths to follow our own dreams, remember that we will forever be connected through the memories that we share and through the body of Christ. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And remember, today is our day. The moment is now. The well-loved Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda once said, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present." Or in the words of Mother Teresa, "Yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin." On behalf of all graduates of 2022, we are here to finally say, go Bolts.